Alrighty.
And that's one reason why to put it all underneath the fire, so because the fire has a much higher
cap.
More room.
That's right. The cap on fire levies is much higher than, I don't know, what is it, a buck and a half?
$1.50.
Yeah.
So that's three times what they're taking.
Yeah, they're at 51 now.
It's,
so,
you know, it would be 50% more than the max EMS levy plus what they currently take in fire districts. So
we're not just
giving them
carte blanche to go out and get more money.
No, but the point is there's plenty of headroom under the cap to do one of these things that would work.
We love you. Jarman will be over there squeezing.
And they could always start their own EMS levy down the road if they needed to for some reason.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, so they could. Okay.
They've got lots of room.
Very good.
Well, that's true. If they needed to get out from under the cap because they're bumping a dollar and a half, they just run an EMS levy.
Levy.
Yeah. Solves the problem.
So we need to just refine then this value proposition.
I think that's a big case. Yeah.
And that's really what we need to work on.
Great. Thanks for volunteering for that, John.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Well,
I thought that meant Rick and you were going to. The we that we're going to
work. One of us. Jesus.
Yeah, all the election issues, like all the technical stuff like that, we pretty much got answers on.
Well, there'll be a few questions, there'll be a few questions that come up we haven't thought of yet. But yeah. I think an interesting question came up tonight that I hadn't thought of either is, do we really want to resolve some of the issues that the EMS folks have currently hanging over them before it moves to the fire district?
Right, which is the timing issue, yes.
Which is a timing question. Yeah. I mean, in terms of urgency, do they really want it with all of the, you know, with the stinky bag of whatever they're bringing with? I mean, I don't really know.
Frankly, I mean, I think that has been an issue of concern. I mean,
it would be, I should think, for the folks involved in this.
And legally, the entity that's responsible for them is still the hospital district. I mean,
the
governance and the responsibility still stays with the
kind of sucks to be you, doesn't it, Nathan? When it comes right down to it. Everything's a hospital district's fault or responsibility. Or
I get a lot of crap when I'm here.
I get the sense. I get that sense. But yeah, I think that maybe the answer is we can move EMS and leave the smelly bag in the hospital district.
I don't know how
are you? Because this guy's standing in the boat over here and just loves nothing better.
You would have to, because why would fire take it?
Well, yeah. I don't know how that...
Legally, I don't know how you could do that, because the actions that occur that trigger the investigation
Yeah.
Right.
So if the liabilities stay with the hospital district, then they just have to deal with it.
Right.
So if I were EMS, I'd want to run, not walk across town.
Get a Velcro patch.
I mean, financially, EMS is doing better than it's done for a while. Yeah. You know, revenue is above, expenditures below, enough that we're able to hire more people. We've got
which then drives your expenses up and your revenues down. So
our finances were good last year. I don't know about this year.
That's exactly what you do all the time.
That's typical, isn't it?
Yeah.
News there. Okay, fine.
Is the destruction of every company.
But we didn't give out raises to everybody. We hired new staff to provide better service.
Well, the staff that they hired is more directly providing service than some of the staff they've hired in the past. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that in the past, before I ever worked
this has never been about money, though, Nathan. It's never been about money. You guys earn enough money to be sustainable if it's managed properly.
Well, it is sustainable.
It's not about earning the money. It's about spending the money in the past. It's been about spending the money.
It's not been
misspending
money. It's simple. Didn't we talk about this?
Management, leadership?
Not that we should do that, but yeah, there's lots of room, not only in the levy, but... You know, there's a horror of charging user fees like every other EMS agency in the country. You know, there's EMS financially is fine, really, now. I mean, it wasn't at the start of this process, but the funding is really important.
It was fine at the start of this process. It's just now beginning to curtail or have oversight of its expenses much better than it did.
Well, perhaps I should say it was less apparent that it was doing well. Financially, it seems to be doing a lot better than it was. I'm far from a financial expert. That's just sort of my
okay.
Okay. So
the value proposition, if indeed we find enough value to move it forward, the timing issue, The district issue to some degree. Does that take us then to probably pretty much the bullet points of things that we need to kind of resolve to get to March 31?
Until something pops up as we continue to
Things will come up along the way.
Do we need to do the legal piece? You know, you mentioned a couple times about a legal
opinion on a couple of things.
Is there anything about that we have looked at that needs to really have a legal?
You know, I'm hesitant to do it only because I brought this up last time. The districts and or the town are going to have to hire a bunch of legal people to do a whole bunch of work, and we'll wind up replicating.
They're going to have to do their own legal on this. I've written examples of stuff that could work, but I'm not a lawyer either. So I would suggest, here's the idea.
But
now give it to your lawyer and have them write it the way you want it written.
The idea is 90% sound, however they write it.
Okay. Sure. It's
template documents that have been used in other situations. Okay.
And that's what I've done is I've taken a few of the documents I found that kind of do what we want to do and said, here, change the names to ours and give it to your lawyer and say, this is the kind of thing we want to do. Write me something.
Yeah. And they're going to be,
and that's all
they
have to do.
They're going to have to seek fairly extensive legal advice.
Well, and I think that
it's well known, it's well understood if they have a decent lawyer.
The biggest thing that we're coming back to, though, is that it is the financial incentive that is the value.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd really love to see that.
So the sooner you get to that,
the
win for the residents, pending that
the management leadership question in terms of how that benefits the group and stuff like that, I think we'll be very squishy on anyway, but we have to write about that. We have to say that with the right people, this organization done this way will certainly be as good and maybe better than it's ever been.
And we're going to measure
and we have to write that up somehow.
And even maybe spending metrics.
Yep.
A lot of different put down spending metrics.
A lot of different
sets of metrics.
And so,
but in terms of whether there's a financial benefit, you know, that's going to take pushing some more numbers and saying this is what we think.
And so
you should be able to achieve, and these are your metrics for showing improvement in that area or something.
Yeah, she sounds like it's doable for the 31st of March.
Yeah, but we can't waste a lot of time.
We
need to be doing this.
But it does. So how do we answer the district question? How do we look at the timing issue? And then how do we start to glean the metrics?
We started, and I think we just have to start drafting them.
Okay.
And that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we feel about the timing issue? It's kind of been bandied about here a little bit. The urgency that we get from certain members of certain commissions have, you know, leanings in some direction.
Can I say something about that?
I would like to hear everybody say something about that, actually.
I have gotten flack from every board and town on this issue, that they are restive, they want to get started, and they think we should be doing less detail than we're doing.
I kind of believe that.
Take that for what it's worth. I'm not saying I agree, disagree. I'm just saying that there's a certain
amount of rest. The urgency as far as, not the urgency to deliver, the urgency of setting up a time frame of an expectation to have this, have the merger happen.
Yeah, they'd like this all to happen this year.
Yeah, so basically, I hear you saying it's a foregone conclusion.
They expect whatever we do needs to happen now, because they don't necessarily have the same sensitivity we have to some of these other issues.
It sounds like it's a foregone conclusion that their impression that it's going to be consolidation and they want to get started.
Kind of tell them that in the meeting?
You did
told them that, didn't we?
Here's the caveat. When fire says consolidation, they mean something different from when EMS says consolidation. They're not saying the same.
Oh, no, yeah.
They think they are, but they're talking about different.
I would agree with you. I would absolutely need to.
What are the two definitions of consolidation so that I'm on the same page?
On the one hand, there's shutting down EMS entirely and standing up a brand new service.
Is that the fire district's?
That's fire.
I think
fire district's idea of consolidation?
I think EMS is same. We're coming over.
Yeah, it's all the same people in all the same roles.
Which means that paramedics still live at home.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a huge issue.
Yeah.
Which means that we still have as much autonomy and as much.
Well, that's interesting control. Because that says that we aren't going to get past the problem that we had 25 years ago, whatever the hell it was,
and
eventually resulted in moving it to hospitals.
And the fire department is, it moves into one building. We manage it. We start it up. We own it. And it is.
Yeah, we'll hire any of you guys we feel like hiring, but not everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know that the town has any kind of.
No, they have probably little conception.
Yeah, they have probably little conception on those things. Their biggest thing is that we want to get the annexation.
Yeah. So consolidation in that case means annexation. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, Chuck, you can probably speak to this.
There
three different agencies each have a different definition of the words that they use to describe what we're talking about. Is that
no,
a problem?
Nathan, you,
is that a surprise?
Your arrow is
No, that's how it usually works.
You may want to turn that off. He's doing it off.
Well, I mean, to some extent, I mean, I think we're going to define what consolidation is.
Yeah, except that operationally, you can only tell them so much. So we're going to say, you know, the fire district is going to take over control of AMS. If fire district says, okay, first thing we do in consolidating by your definition is fire everybody and hire who we want to be firefighter paramedics and run out of our station, and, you know, we'll move the gear over. And I'm not sure we can tell them, no, you can't do that.
No, we
I don't think we can tell them.
We can't, but, I mean, I don't think we can worry about what the boards are going to do, because I think these boards are going to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, and they have that right. So
they do have that right. So I'm with Chuck. We need to make a recommendation, and it needs to be what we believe is the best way to go about it.
Yeah.
I don't think fire should be standing up a brand new EMS service. I think, you know.
Yeah. No kidding.
I think it will lead to a lot of other issues going down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. That will not improve service.
No.
I don't believe that that's the fire chief's view of the idea of standing up a new service.
Well, I think it was possibly the previous
fire chief's view. I would agree with you.
But it's not the current fire chief's view.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
I think it's the board's. And the board is leadership. We keep going back to it, but the board is leadership. And I think it is the board's complete intent.
Well, in this particular case, it's a governance question they own. And it should not be left to.
So I guess the question comes is, do you think they would value our input and our opinion? And if we come out and say this, if they're not going to accept that or value it, then why are we even providing it?
After what I just heard Nathan say, I'm not certain why we are.
So we might as well just get something done and call it good and go home.
I mean, well,
I certainly
just say, we don't think you should do anything.
I myself, as a citizen and a taxpayer, I'd like to see it in writing so I could turn around and write an op-ed saying, gee, I don't know, I work with this group of independent citizens that spend an awful lot of time looking at these issues, and we made this recommendation, and interestingly enough, these boards decided to ignore it. That would be the beginning of maybe a different
The political maelstrom that follows will be interesting and entertaining to watch in the papers. It'll keep the newspapers afloat for a while.
So part of
my reaction is you need to do that because, I mean, I think you guys need to talk about what will make this succeed. My personal view is if you take the existing culture at EMS and you move it over to the fire department, it won't last 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, we will be right back where we were all those years ago. Yeah. So I think if you guys want to improve the chances that anything comes out, positive comes out of what you're doing, you've got to spell out how you think. Your recommendation for how this ought to work.
I think the detail we've gone into is for that reason. I mean, the reason we're talking about this at the level what we are and not just, oh yeah, you could move the levy and call it good, is because we know it's going to fail, as Dick describes, because we've been there and we've seen it happen.
And probably if it has the utmost chance of being successful, it does right in this moment. And that's because six of the eight board members are under, will have to be voted in. in 10 months.
Yeah.
And so I suspect that this document's going to become the campaigning document for individuals, for both boards.
It will be an opportunity for sure. Mm-hmm. But I also think we have a different chief on the fire side that might take a different approach to the consolidation than we've had in the past.
George, I'm confident of that.
And I am pretty hopeful, though I admit we have little track record to base that on locally anyway. But I'm pretty hopeful that he's going to see the value in the cultures that have to be blended.
And I really like Brad, but I think there's a much more forward vision in Northern. But all of that still hinges around he reports to the board, and so it still reports to the governance and leadership. But I also believe that there's good common sense there too. So I'm hoping after yesterday's just comments that Norvin made, I'm hoping that that was amongst the other chiefs that had the enthusiasm of fire, but really EMS is as much.
Who doesn't like fire, right?
As much as goes.
And what else is there? I'm missing something here.
I just think they're rested, guys. They're just rested.
Yes, they are. And I understand that they started this process a year ago, and now they want it to be done.
Yeah.
So perfectly logical and rational.
Yeah. Just stay the course, finish what you're doing.
We like restless. Restless is engaged and anxious. Yeah. Restless is good.
You're right. And
so, before we wrap up, do we have somebody who feels like they can start flushing out some of the value statements? You articulated about four. Do we feel like somebody can take that and start to at least put pen to paper and send those around? Because Nathan's right, it shouldn't be him drafting those.
This particular issue is not his.
And so I guess that's my question. Before we leave tonight, it'd be nice to be able to say, yes, we can get those crafted and sent around for review. Because we essentially have four or five meetings left here unless we start meeting weekly.
I didn't capture all of them, but let me start a document. And I'll start circulating.
Sure.
And then we can start.
And I'm going to start.
You want to do the numbers, right?
I'm going to do the financial, and I also think I'll ask Ron to see if I can start to get some of the metrics so that we can measure. We can maybe have some baselines of measurements. What would be good metrics to measure? You know, clinical metrics. I'll ask Mike Sullivan. Mm-hmm. What would be clinical measures?
Yeah, to the extent that they have something
that
they're
capable of. What would he see as if this was going over? What would he see? What would Olivia see? What would be financial metrics? What would be operational metrics that we could measure success and we could give to the residents to measure success of this process?
Were you guys able to access the shared docs? Because I did leave a shared doc.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all there.
It's labeled 2. It's actually the first chapter because the thing labeled 1 is table of contents. And you have to label each one so that they'll...
To get them in the right order, yeah.
And to be honest with you, I haven't, Nathan. I've been tied up with this Kaiser issue.
I've been doing a lot of work on it.
And if I have questions, I'll give you a call to get into it.
If you can't get into it, because do you have a Gmail account?
I had a Gmail account, but I don't have an Outlook account.
I can give you, call me if you can't get in, because I'll just give you the login credentials for the CAG email address.
Well, yeah, you can
create it with Dan.
Just create one.
Create a Gmail account. Yeah, you can add it in an instant. I mean, Gmail isn't magic.
I mean, then you have another thing you can keep track of. So if you want to use
I've got enough email accounts to keep track of. So you're going to start to do the value of the document. I'll start to look at metrics. But if anybody else has metrics, then do it. But I'll reach out to Mike and I'll reach out to Olivia and I'll reach out to Ron to see if I can get out of Robin dispatch metrics.
Yeah, I'll try to get something out to you.
Let me start with fire. I can't believe they haven't pulled their that are running.
And I would have think Norvin should have. I mean, Brad was very good at that. I think that was one of the things Brad mm-hmm. was. So I would think he has. What I don't, I'm not certain of based on what I've heard. Jerry,
yeah, when I think he reported, Jerry
he doesn't have any metrics, or if he does, he certainly doesn't use it for validation of what he's going for. Well, I think it would be this many minutes, because he's been challenged by the board, and he's not come back with metrics. He's come back with, I can't really tell you.
Well, every month he reports that the well response the rural, times are within the benchmarks.
Rural benchmarks or whatever.
which, very good.
Which isn't really the question.
Warren tried to pin him down to exact minutes, and he couldn't say. And if you don't know that right off the top of your head, that's what you live for. Mm-hmm. And a chief that doesn't know that,
yeah,
if I really question,
yeah, well, that,
what he does understand,
right? And there you are.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Is it so?
What other issues on the value side are we supposed to be looking at? Are there anything else we need to evaluate
the Outer Islands path from a value perspective? Do I keep harping on that? Sorry.
You are harping, but
well, it's because it's like the thing.
No, I agree with you.
You're probably right.
I'm not going into this to have a reduction of medicine, even if they perceive that they're not getting anything. It's still there, and it still then becomes a commitment of who's collecting the dollars to provide the service. And so if I've got to go in and say, well, yeah, but this document, here's what it's going to do. It's going to take 500 of the residents, and they're not going to get any service.
Right.
But you have to quantify what the service is now. It's dependent upon another agency taking them out there by boat.
Right. It's still a service that they're paying for. If they don't want to pay for it,
yeah,
and they come forward and say that, that's fine. But if I'm providing something that's forcing them to have to say that, I can't live with that.
So maybe we need to do a survey of these Outer Island property owners and say, what do y'all think about not having to pay the EMS levy anymore?
Yeah, right. Or ask Norvin if he wants to expand, and then ask Bob and his team what it would take to do that. But how are they going to resolve this district issue? And if the district issue in their estimation is we're going to let them afloat and they don't want to go afloat, then I've just offered. So I'm in agreement with Nathan. That is something that I feel that we have to have.
Well, that would probably then bode with a maintaining a separate EMS levy, simply because trying to provide fire service to the Outer Islands isn't going to happen.
The right fire now, commission is never going to say, oh yeah, we should just annex Jones and Johns.
And maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, right now the fire district does provide wildland responses to the Outer Islands for the DNR contract, but that is it. And I can't imagine they're going to want to say, we're going to go to Stewart Island and have fire service.
But then that would at least be, and again, I'm one of five, but that would be my recommendation that it maintains an EMS levy because of that issue, or resolve that issue.
Or they find out that the guys on those hours
don't want it,
don't care,
you know,
pay for it.
Even if the service is not being provided or is not, I mean, how do you establish metrics for that, and what is your response time at that
Well,
point.
Maybe that's the one
and
thing
at
you can
some point
that's,
you say
that's not my issue. That's not what I was asked to do. What I was asked to do is to meld EMS and fire, and the EMS's district is that size. And for me to make a blanket statement that says go to the fire district and you guys just go away, I can't do that, Mark.
I'm hearing you, but I'm just saying is if they're not getting a service now,
they're still paying for the service. They have some kind of expectation. We need to find what that expectation
is. So you think that they, if we suggest that metrics that we need include response times and service call, you know, to the Outer Islands, we collect the data and show them that, no, we don't ever come and see you guys when you need us, but you're paying for it. You think we should still pay for, they should still want to pay for that and still not get the service?
No. If they didn't make this decision.
No, if we decide by looking at the metrics that we never make any reasonable attempt at getting out there, we're just taking their money, you're still okay with saying to them, well, you're not getting any service.
Yep, I am. I'm not.
So
I'm
we're not taking your money, or we are taking
money. I'm not playing that role of taking something away at my decision. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to try to find the solution. I'm trying to here to find solutions, and if the solution to better health care, and if they feel that they want to make that decision, they can make it. I can't make it.
The ethical obligation is simply to offer options to them.
Yeah,
that's... And, you know, if to provide service to them in a fair way costs more money, then you need to offer that option to them. And they need to be able to decide one way or the other. I don't know how you're going to be able
to... Well, that's feasible, but...
And the difficulty is, in reality, is if there's a fire or an EMS call on any night, and we get a call, we're gone.
But then you have an ethical obligation to the taxpayers.
Not necessarily. The weather doesn't allow it, we're not going.
Right.
Well, there's that.
Well, there's that.
But I think the fact is that the sheriff is going to go out there for an EMS call.
If the weather...
And he'll take...
Actually, the fire goes.
Fire takes.
But then you have
somebody out there.
But then you have an ethical obligation to the taxpayers who are paying for that coverage. Because if you're basically saying, well, we don't need to... You know, they don't need to pay into this system because we're going to cover them anyway. Well, then you're basically gifting funds from people on this island to them.
You're absolutely
right. And that's an ethical quandary as well.
Yeah. So, the other observation I would make is I lived here for 45 years. I can't remember any time when the Outer Island people ever raised any loud objection about the level of service they're getting for what they're paying for. They know.
That's true.
I mean, there hasn't been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of their own choice.
Yeah,
it really is.
Isn't it kind of up to them? And so far, they haven't said, you know, God damn it, we're getting screwed.
And there's been opportunities. I mean, in the context of the other levels.
And there have been, you know, medical emergency calls. Yes. There have been some fires in the years I've lived here. But it's never produced that kind of a reaction. So.
But again, that would then scream to have recommending a separate EMS levy for the fire district, because I would doubt that they would. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe Dick's right that they're going to want to pay the fire rate as well.
I think you have a really good point there, because they're going to know. They're going to say, "There's no way in damn hell you're coming out here.
You are not putting my house out." We all know it.
You're going to save my slab. You know?
And if
somebody,
all I can say, Mark, is somebody other than me wants to take that issue on, that's fine. But that's not what I was asked to do. What I was asked to do was to bring what is now EMS and give whatever that is a better opportunity than what exists.
Well, since we're only making recommendations, maybe the answer is we offer that visibility to the board in question, in this case, fire, if EMS moves over there, and they say, we say to them, an issue you need to resolve, because it's their problem, really, it's not yours, it's their problem to decide. We're going to either do the levy that includes them, or poll the Outer Islands to see if they want to continue paying the levy, or we'll just cut them out and they make that call.
But then it's not as a recommendation.
Well, I'm not saying that we need to recommend it. We can recommend that they not do that, but they can choose that option.
They absolutely can.
So we need to just spell it out, is all I'm saying. It's not ours to say, as you pointed out,
but
we
my recommendation
cut service,
then,
but they can choose
sit
to
down
do that
with them before you go anywhere, to ensure that that's their choice and not your choice to do that. I can make that recommendation because, again, all I'm trying to do, I'm trying to take what is and enhance it, or at least do the best that it can.
Do no harm.
Do no harm.
Do no harm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks.
Fair enough.
Excellent.
Well,
I think our work is done.
Meeting next Wednesday.
First Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep. Seems like only.
I don't have. Listen, my schedule is. I mean, I've got to go to the EMS today conference. I don't even know if it's over Wednesday, but I'm available. Other than that, between now and the 31st, I don't think I have anything. So, from anybody else's schedule, I'm willing to make whatever needs to happen to get this finalized by the 31st in my time. So,
me as well.
I think next week Dan's available by phone.
I think so.
Does that sound familiar? Yeah. So we should plan on a conference call, including Dan, in the meeting here next week.
And I'll try to talk with Mike and Olivia, and I will try to get to Robin on metrics.
Yeah, so see if you can, even if you can just outline sort of what the metrics are you think we could collect and don't have yet, but we'll maybe be able to get, would be good.
And then
yeah, from dispatch, you can get page to response by apparatus and arrival times.
Right. I mean, we have a better handle on response times than we have on medical outcomes.
Yeah, medical outcomes is going to be the...
Sullivan might have stuff.
Right. Sullivan might have something on that.
Which, in my estimation, is very good because then it ties medicine into this decision.
By all means.
And
we want to do that. We totally want to do that.
And I like that.
Perfect.
Good.
And then we dump it all on Nathan and have him write the report, right? Is that what we just...
Does he have it done yet?
So, pretty much.
No, we'll give him a week.
George, you're such a nice guy. I mean, you've got that same look. A beard and everything.
Just trying to help.
You're the nice guy.
Did you solve the Kaiser situation?
No. Not by any means.
Has Sullivan talked to the medical docs at Kaiser?
Should we adjourn here?
Probably.
Yes, we can adjourn this so we can move on to the more interesting question of Kaiser's pre-authorization.